This is the MNC Mindset. Hey guys, this is Sheila, and I'm here with the teaser trailer for the MNC Mindset podcast. I used to be on, I think, a couple years ago, and then now I'm going to try and start it back up. So I hope you guys enjoy and bear with me because it will be rough for a while, but that's okay. So just kind of what I'm going for, what Greg and Sharon are going for, is we are going to do people interviews, coach interviews. We're going to give you the latest happenings, what's going on in the CrossFit community in general, anything available that's coming up. We're also going to try and dive into different stretching techniques, different tips and tricks you can use, things that you can do in the workouts that may help you along the way. So the biggest thing that's happening is this week is the start of the CrossFit Open, the 2024 CrossFit Open. For those of you who don't know what that is, the CrossFit Open is 3 consecutive weeks. The workouts are going to be released on Thursday. You can watch the bigwigs do the workouts, and then you will have until, I believe it's Monday morning, to log your scores if you are in the CrossFit Open rankings. If you want to be ranked worldwide, you can go to CrossFit.com. You pay $20, and then you can get ranked nationally, globally, against everybody else in your age group. The open show will be Thursday. Like I said, the first one is on the 29th. You can watch either on the YouTube channel or the CrossFit Games website. The live show is going to be 2 p.m. Eastern. The announcement is going to be at 3 p.m. Eastern. The athletes who are going to be competing in this workout are Jeff Adler and Brett Fikowski. And on the ladies' side, Alex Garzon and Alexis Raptis. They have all 4 been in various games. Jeff Adler was the fittest man on earth a year or two ago. These are all the hard hitters. Now, the scary part is that nobody knows what these workouts are. Not the athletes, nobody, except for everybody's friend Dave Castro, who everybody loves to hate and has for a decade or more. So he gives out clues every year for each workout. Most of the time, nobody understands these clues. Most of the time, these are nonsense clues. This clue he sent out on Instagram was a red-topped mushroom, which your guess is as good as mine. I've heard people say that it stands for jump ropes. I've heard people say it stands for being in the ground, like burpees. Your guess is as good as mine. Anything is obtainable right now for that. In his Instagram post, he also put that 24.1 is a beautiful, effective, and unique workout, and that sets the tone for the open this year. If you know anything about Dave Castro, and if you've seen that video, you should be scared. He is a evil genius when it comes to these things, and they will be rough. Over everything, though, this should be fun. This should be a chance to have the unknown thrown at us. We are going to scale whatever we need to scale. You do not have to do RX. There's going to be infinite scaling possibilities. We just want everybody to have fun. We want everybody to come out. We want everybody to cheer for each other. You can bring stuff if you want to sit around and, you know, have some drinks and cheer on your friends, cheer on a stranger, cheer on somebody you've never met before. You might meet a new friend. We're going to start the workouts at around 3:30, and it's just going to be continuous heats until everybody's done. If you can't make it on Friday for whatever reason, there will be other options and opportunities to do the workouts before Monday. those will come out soon. For those of us that, you know, we have to work or we already have plans or something like that, you'll get to do the workouts too. Just stay tuned for that. So the rankings as of right now for our three teams, we have the cross at 43 points. The Chasing the Dream team is at 39, and Warrior Eagles were right behind you guys at 32. The points will really start rolling in with the people who do the workouts. There's points for doing it RX. There's points for doing it scale. There's points for just showing up. There's points for judging other people. That's why you were to get the judging course done. There's still time to do the judging course. It's $10. You submit your certificate to Sharon and she will give your team points for that. All in all, we're all one big team. We just need to go out there and have some fun. So if you guys have any kind of suggestions, comments, critiques, nice critiques, if you don't mind, you can send an email to me at mncmindset, just like the podcast, at gmail. Again, that's mncmindset at gmail. I'd greatly appreciate any kind of feedback from anybody. Just let me know in the gym. Let me know by email. Just let me know if you're listening. Thanks, guys. So what I want to leave you on, guys, is I asked everybody I could in the gym that I could get my hands on, what does CrossFit mean to you? It can mean 1,000 different things. It can mean one thing. But I tried to get from everybody one or two things that immediately when they thought of CrossFit, just in general, what does that mean to you? And this is what I got.
Community and dedication.
Challenge and self-growth.
It means I get to eat more pie.
Dedication and repeatability.
Community and familiarity.
Workout buddies.
Mental clarity and a better mom.
Strong mom.
Community. Confidence.
Community. Badass. Woo!
Grit.
Morning grind.
Community. Inclusivity and community.
Mental health.
My family.
So I can pick my tall ass husband out of a fire.
Friends.
Empowering.
Reto.
Friendship and mental strength.
Challenging.
Community.
An outlet.
Mental toughness.
Old age.
Powerful.
Fun and camaraderie.
Health and recovery.
Growth and challenge.
I'll say health and confidence.
It's an addiction.
Potential.
Chalk bucket.
Muerte.
Community and a sense of belonging.
Community and quality of life.
To me, CrossFit represents struggle. Of course, struggle in a hard workout, but also struggle against a hard obstacle. And that obstacle can be a barbell, it can be a physical challenge, could be something in life. I think it all kind of intertwines itself. Once you've done it for long enough, you get to see it's so much more than just a workout.
It's a place where you can come and you don't have to worry about anything else, no outside distractions. The world just stops.